High-frequency sound waves have long been used to help doctors and their patients look inside the body. It's this technology that allows prospective parents to see a fetus in the mother's womb. Sound waves can also be used to destroy human tissue when they're focused like a laser beam on a single part of the body. At the Focused Ultrasound Foundation in Charlottesville, Dr. Neil Cassell and his colleagues have fine-tuned their techniques to eliminate the tremors suffered by an estimated 10 million Americans.
The treatment is destroying the abnormal nerve cells deep in the brain that are causing the shaking.
This painless and bloodless procedure is guided by magnetic resonance imaging and takes from 1 to 3 hours.
And at the end of that treatment, you know whether it's been effective or not because you're monitoring the patients. The patients are wide awake throughout the whole procedure. They receive no drugs, and that's it. And then they go home.
Now Cassell says this therapy faces its next big hurdle.
The next step is to get approved by insurance companies, both Medicare and the commercial insurance companies.
Patients in Switzerland and Israel pay more than $30,000 for the procedure, and Cassell says reimbursement rates in this country will have to be high enough to encourage commercial development of an industry. Already, the federal government and private insurers reimburse for elimination of fibroid tumors, and Cassell says studies are underway for patients with various psychological and neurological conditions.
There's clinical trials ongoing for obsessive-compulsive disorder, for depression, for dystonia, Parkinson's disease. We hope the first pilot trial for Alzheimer's disease will start. In the next weeks to months, the first patients with epilepsy will be treated.
This technology could also be used to zap nerve cells that cause pain in patients with arthritis or back trouble. And doctors are also looking at ways to use focused ultrasound in the treatment of various cancers.
Liver, pancreas, breast, prostate. Today, there are more than 60 indications that are in various stages of research and development, from hypertension to arthritis to all the brain things. And most importantly, focused ultrasound may have a big role in stimulating the body's immune response to help it fight cancer, as well as to augment the effectiveness of the new cancer immunotherapy drugs.
But how would sound waves do that?
Cancer cells are very smart. They have a way of camouflaging themselves from the body's immune response. And they can send out signals that block the immune response as well. Focused ultrasound can disrupt the cell membranes and expose the antigens that allows the body's immune response to see them.
If studies show focused ultrasound is effective in treating any of these conditions, Cassell says we'll have to wait for FDA approval and sign off from insurers. He hopes Medicare will start that ball rolling in November, when it's expected to decide whether and how much to pay for focused ultrasound treatment of essential tremor.
That will be the linchpin that allows the floodgates to open and the field to take off.
The technology is approved for treating uterine fibroids, prostate cancer, benign prostatic hyperplasia, and metastatic bone cancer. Other countries have approved the use of focused ultrasound to treat essential tremor, Parkinson's disease, back pain, cancers of the breast, kidney, liver, and pancreas. I'm Sandy Houseman.